bit.do/oz34agm, presidential address by Dr. Azad Zaman, VC PDA at 34th AGM and PSDE conference. Very briefly, the address explained that European definition of knowledge excludes the heart and soul of man from scientific discourse. This make Western social science completely incapable of understanding human behavior, sources of human welfare, and human motivation. As a result, modern Western social science is based on absurd and ridiculous theories of human behavior. This is a deep deficiency which is addressed by Islamic approaches to social science. This approach starts by the consideration of human purpose and the normative ideals for human behavior. Then it considers the descriptive realities of imperfect human behavior, which is determined by the battle between the forces for good and evil. When we come to correct understanding of the purpose of human existence, then all dimensions of Bumin society, economic, political, social, environmental, must be changed so as to contribute towards achievement of these goals. Such changes will create systems of thought and action radically different from the pathways described by modern economic theory. The video of the lecture is given below. An outline of the points made in the lecture, based on the PPT slides for the lecture, is given below. The slides are also available from links below. Lecture started by noting the extremely high cost of extremely faulty economic theories which led to the global financial crisis, the environmental crisis which threatened to destroy the entire planet as a suitable habitat for mankind, which has already eliminated huge numbers of other species, and created inequality and misery of billions of lives on a scale never before seen. We argue that at the heart of these problems is a theory of knowledge which developed in the West which excluded the heart and soul of man as sources of knowledge. On the other hand, the revolution created by the teachings of Islam changed the course of history precisely because it was addressed to the heart and soul. Creating the internal change by purifying the hearts led the ignorant and backwards Arabs to world leadership and created a civilization which enlightened the world for 1,000 years. Even the European Enlightenment was sparked by the light of knowledge from Islamic Spain, so that all sciences that we know today, whether social or physical, originate in the Islamic civilization. For more details, see what the world lost due to the decline of the Islamic civilization. This lecture explains the answers to the following questions. 1. Can the teachings of Islam create a revolution today, like they did 1,450 years ago? 2. If so, then why are Muslims unable to see this, and why are they unable to use the teachings of Islam to lift themselves out of their present misery and backwardness? 3. The answer to, 2, lies in the colonization of Islamic lands, and the conquest of minds which took place. Due to this, we Muslims see the world from a Eurocentric point of view. 4. The Europeans, for reasons peculiar to their history, and explained in the lecture, excluded the heart and soul of man as a source of knowledge. 5. Following them blindly, Muslims also exclude heart and soul as valid producers of knowledge. But people whose hearts are blind cannot see the value of Islamic teachings. 6. Because Western-type education blinds us to the value of Islamic teachings, Muslims are today unable to see that Islam offers a solution to our modern problems. Detailed explanations of this brief outline are given in the video lecture above. It might be worth looking at the slide given below while watching the lecture to see the outline of the points being discussed. The slides for the lecture can be viewed or downloaded from Scribd below. View this document on Scribd.